It's been said that yesterday is in the past. We aren't promised tomorrow. All we have is today. This isn't to say we don't learn from the past or have fond memories, nor does it imply that we should not plan and think about the future. However, it does mean that we need to live in the moment and take full advantage of the day that we are given. Today, right here and right now, we have been saved by the completed and finished work of Jesus on the cross. Our eternity is both a future and a present reality. Today, right here and right now. The question is, how are we living in that present reality? In other words, how are you living saved? Notice I didn't ask, what is saving you today? The Bible makes it clear the things we do don't save us. Jesus does. But how are we living saved? The Apostle Paul, in his letter to the church at Philippi, put it this way. I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do. Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. This has been a guiding passage throughout my life. As a proactive person, I love to see how the Lord is building on what has gone before, while keeping an eye toward the future, glorification. As they say, keep your eye on the prize. Living saved is living in the confidence that Jesus' sacrifice is sufficient. It is living each day knowing you are included in the love shared by the Father, Son, and Spirit. It is knowing that when Jesus said, Father, forgive them, He was referring to you. It is celebrating the truth that you are not identified by your sins or your past. You are identified by your new identity in Christ. Living saved is living in the absolute truth that Jesus has covered your past, that He's living in your present, and that He has your future guaranteed. Because of this, you can live not for yourself, but for Him. When you're living saved, you are free to focus on others rather than on the self. Because you are forgiven, you want others to experience forgiveness. Knowing you are under grace, you want others to experience grace. Living in His love, you want others to know and experience that love. Living saved is putting your time and energy into joining Jesus and helping others know what it means to live saved. Today, right here and right now, Jesus invites you to share the good news of what it means to be living saved. I'm Greg Williams, speaking of life.
Thanks for watching GCI Speaking of Life. We hope you enjoyed it and were inspired.
We'd love to connect with you, so be sure to like us on Facebook.
You can also check out more on our website and subscribe to our newsletter for the most current GCI news.
Thanks again for watching, and we'll see you in the next video.